That's right. That's all that matters, and my throat is still acting up. So I've just been busy discerning. This is our, I hope it's the last segment. But folks with the pendulum, verify, ask the question on January 21st, let's just say 3:30. Was there 50 separate energies attacking me, trying to take me out, trying to stop me from doing this broadcast? And that's part of the reason why I have my throat is kind of like rusting. Verify that. What's the answer? Is it true? Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it'd be spinning. So now you know what's going on. You know, when I do this broadcast, the dark side does not want this information out. And a true battle that goes on in this matrix, it's not on the planet. It's in a different dimension. And they exist in a different dimension. They all say, okay, let's go get Brian right now. And I said, okay. Hi, folks. I thought you guys loved me. Why do you want to hurt me so bad? I'm only speaking the truth. Why do you want to hurt me that I'm speaking the truth? So anyway, so I'm not gonna crash, and let me drink my water again. I didn't drink so much water. This is the first time. It's serious. Maybe they're trying to give me a stroke. Hang on. Yeah, they are. Anyways, I'd be fine. I'm not going anywhere. I just love too much my Tim Hortons and my McDonald's and my Burger King and all that. No, I'm just joking. I do love them though. I do sometimes break down. I can't have burgers but sometimes I just feel like just having like some French fries, salty. I know it's terrible. I'm not gonna badmouth the fast food because there's the main reason why people get sick is not necessarily because of the food, but sometimes it is because of food if you eat too much of it. But it's energy that's on you that actually makes you want to eat so much food to make yourself sick. So it's you really can't blame the food. You gotta look at yourself within and say, hey, why am I eating so much of this fast food? And there's something on you making you do it. Okay, so here we go. We're looking at spiritual meaning. Okay, Canada. And again, with the pen, people who can discern. Yesterday, 2 days ago, it meant end of an era. And so that was the end of an era means that end of good times. Basically, the end of the era is the party's over. No more party. We're gonna go broke. We're gonna lose our health care. We're gonna lose our sons and daughters going to the front line because some idiot is promoting war. They have no agenda to really make peace anywhere. That's what it meant to even 3 days ago. Today, what does it mean? It means a new beginning. Yeah, this is fantastic. This means that the crystal lattice is programmed in favor of Canada and all politicians, even the ones that are conservative 100%. They're going to play an important role to save this country. All of them. You take a look, this is how you got to look at this. You got to put all the politicians in one room, okay? And then you take a picture of them. You've got all of them and you take a picture of the whole group. Then you take that picture and you ask some manufacturer to create a 5,000 piece puzzle. I guess it could be 5,000, but I think 1,000 is way too much. I don't know why people want to have 1,000 piece puzzles. For God's sakes, make it just like 50 pieces. So, anyways, I don't understand how people can do this, but I mean, it's good for elderly people because their brain actually stays healthier when they're doing this puzzle deal. And so, imagine that you've got this puzzle, you're about to complete the puzzle, then you've got one or two pieces missing. How are you going to feel? You're not going to feel too good because those one or two pieces are playing an important role by bringing everything together. And those individuals that are 100% conserved, and it's not their fault, they're just part of a software matrix program. But if you take them out of the equation, we're not going to be as successful. They're very, very important. Their role will be proven. It will be proven. You have to trust. Penham verifies what I just said true. Yeah, 100%. Okay? So now let's take a look at, because I'm not, I don't want anyone to have a negative derogatory feeling towards Pierre. Not at all. He's going to play a very important role, and he's going to do a very beautiful job. But you all have to work together and realize that everyone has a separate role to play to bring everything together. That's what you got to do. So Trump, and we're going to deal with we're going to deal with Pierre again, because there's something wonderful to do with Pierre. Here we go. But Trump, no, he says go back to USA. So 2 days ago, yeah, see, I'm getting attacked. You know, they're attacking me, and I'm supposed to be just going smooth, and they're attacking me. Oh my gosh! Let me just check my blood flow. Hang on, I gotta check that. Yeah, I got 40% blood flow. So they're trying to bring on a stroke. I'm going to hurry up and do this broadcast, and I have to go do a healing. I'm going to work faster. And so so what we've got here, we've got the USA spiritual meeting. Well, 2 days ago, it was the greatest country in the world. True, you can verify that with your pendulum and discern your gift. And today, what does it mean? It says one without a home. So Americans, I love all of you. You're going to have to make a choice. Do you want your country back and be the greatest country in the world? Or do you want to be known as one without a home? Because that's referring to the risk of nuclear war, the risk of financial collapse, a risk of many, many things that will cause you to be without a home. I'm not talking about a forest fire in California. I'm talking way beyond that. So you need to think in a think tank over here. What else am I saying that I'm not saying? Think. Okay, then the spiritual meaning of Trump. Yesterday, one who steals you blind. 2 days ago, one who steals you blind. Today, this is a big one. What does the spiritual mean? One must suffer to learn. And how much do you want to suffer? That's the question. How much do you want to suffer? And you don't need to suffer. You need a government that's honest with you. It doesn't have personal revenge. It's not taking on the role of God. It's not keeping you in a state of chronic terror by the hour. Keeping you addicted to your Google. Okay, what is Trump doing now? Then getting upset. Every day, the world's going through this. It's not just your country, America and Canada. It's everybody. Got to think about it. But again, in Canada, you do not have any economic bad karma owing to the United States. Okay, now, here's the thing. Who is it from? From the individuals that I've mentioned that cannot say no to Donald Trump. They can't say no. And one is Pierre Polyev, Mark Carney, and Christine Freeland. This is not a bad thing that I'm saying here. And I won't go into detail, but they are, each one of them is a role to have Donald Trump go through bad karma. they're playing a very, very important role in that puzzle, that big picture. They're playing a very, 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 very important. So they're going to say yes to something that's going to put him through his bad karma. And I'm not going to explain more. I'm not allowed to. But if I take a look at the list of who can say no, okay, you know, the ones that who can say no, okay, hang on, let me just check the blood flow to my brain. Hang on, I got to do, I'm feeling a little bit lightheaded here. Hang on. Okay, we're fine. I'm gonna be okay. I went down to 15%, so yesterday I'm okay. So who can say no? I'm just gonna reel off very quickly. The following I've discerned that can say no to Donald Trump: Doug Ford, François Legault, Mark Tanguay, Justin Trudeau, Danielle Smith. But there's a question mark. We've got to make sure everyone needs to work very close with her. She's a good person, and she has the best interests for Alberta and for Canada. She does. Dennis King, Tim Houston, Susan Hoyt, Webb Canoe, and David Ebby. If I say a name incorrectly, I'm sorry. I'm trying my best here. Dealing with also the possible health issue at the same time. Scott Moe, Andrew Furry, RJ Simpson, Raj Pillai, and PJ Akiakot. I probably pronounced it wrong, but like I said, I'm trying the best that I can under the current circumstances. And here's the thing is Donald Trump, he's genetically programmed where he cannot say no to J.D. Vance. Okay. So that means that the politicians, this is today, he can't say no to J.D. Vance. That means our Canadian politicians, you need to get very close and very comfortable with J.D. Vance. But there's another reason why you need to do that, which I can't talk about. But the spiritual meaning of Trump, again, well, again, he's saying remind, not exactly the same word, but, you know, he's saying that Trump believes that one cannot learn unless they suffer. And there's a lot of religious people that feel this way, that one cannot learn unless they suffer. That's not true. That's just total hogwash. And the thing is, you know, if I could help Donald Trump to remove the spirit's father, which I'm not allowed to do, at least I'm not allowed to do it. And this radio broadcast is basically a single snapshot of what's going on right now. But this information, a lot of this information could change 3 days from now based on different situations going on. So I also want you to consider that and don't criticize anyone. You know, please don't do this. And, you know, one of the biggest fear that Donald Trump's dad's spirit has on Donald Trump is the fear that people know that his father's on him, asking him to do a lot of bad things. And like I said, if I could help him, I would. But I did help Joe Biden this year. Last year I helped him just after when Harris ran for election. I lifted something off him that allowed him to speak more clearly in public. And I was working with his former driver, Bill. I was working. I went to Delaware. And I didn't meet with the president, but I did some work. And that came off. And it was very evident when Joe Biden did a beautiful speech at Jimmy Carter's funeral, where he was very coherent and he made sense. He didn't have that entity on him that really made him to the point where he wasn't, at one point last year, he wasn't able to put two sentences together, and where he did awful with that debate with Donald Trump. And I wish I was able to get rid of that entity off him prior to the debate, but it wasn't meant to happen that way. And so, okay, hang on, they're really getting me, hang on. Jeez, the things I do for love, that I love this world, eh? The things I do for love. Okay, here we go. And I'm hoping one day I'm not going to be beaten up so badly. You know, so many times, you know, someone's coming up to me, do you need to be driven to the hospital? You know, I'm not going to be driven to the hospital today. Okay, so now, chronic fear. See, when you have chronic fear, it means you have bad karma to go through. If you don't have chronic fear, you don't have any bad karma to go through. I don't have any chronic fear. Discern that. Do the pendulum. Do I have chronic fear, folks? I don't have any. I don't. Even with these entities on me, I don't have chronic fear. You know, I just say, oh, well, here we go again. Okay, so let me just see. Father, do you want me to say this? Yes, yes, no. I'm not going to go over what some of the chronic fear is on certain people. He says, skip that. So it's not necessary. Then let me see. Hang on for 1 second. Do you want me to go over special notes, Father? Yes, yes. Yeah, okay. Okay, in reference to journalists in Canada, this is what I discerned 2 days ago. What is it? What the heck is this? Oh, I see. Yeah, I see. Yeah, this is, let me just discern this. Hang on. Yeah. I see how it's typed in the graph. So, folks, I'm not good at reading. It's my fault. Like I said, I'm a slow learner. So here we go. Like this is really good. So 10 days ago, journalists, for the most part, they were programmed to be genetically conservative. And so that meant that they would accept the Trump program, and they would just support him. A lot of them would. But what's good today is that 90% of the journalists are now, the Crystal Lattice has a program where they are 25% times four. So I mean, it's really, really good. So 90% of them is a combination of conservative, liberals, NDP, and the Green Party. So this is good. So that means that they're going to be less critical, and they're going to be more supportive with our politicians. If they're that's their genetic program, then if they go outside their genetic program and they're not that, and they want to just blast and create situations to cause Quebec to separate from Canada and the whole nine yards, they're likely going to come up with a disease in their body down the road, and it will happen right away. That's how serious this really is. So they would be smart not to go outside their spiritual contract. And so this confirmed with the pendulum is what I just said true. Yeah, okay, it's true. Now, what I also want to discuss is there's something that there's a special note. We're talking about Black African, Caribbean people who have different skin tones. And there's a belief that from different religions that if you come into this world black, you're cursed. It's not true. That is not true. And I'm going to address that and explain why, but I'm not up to it right now because I'm going against the clock. to do with my physical body. And as far as the, you know, one of the things that James Madison did after his presidency, you know, what he did do, you know, in reference to his legacy, he's very concerned about his legacy. So is Donald Trump. And when he was James Madison, he basically got hold of certain documents and changed the history and changed, delete words, delete sentences. And he even forged Thomas Jefferson's handwriting. And J.D. Vance was Thomas Jefferson, with the Pelham Verify. Is the statement I've just made, is that true? Yeah. Okay, so we're going to see what's going to happen there. And then I asked a funny question. I'm almost done. Not physically, but I could be if I don't deal with myself. What? How much time do I have? Or I got to start within 10 minutes of this healing. Okay, so I can feel it in my head right now. Hang on. So if Canada was a human body, what chronic fear, if any, would it have? What would it be? And basically, today, it has no chronic fear. And it's programmed to spiritually accept a new beginning, a fantastic beginning, with the Pelham Verify. Is that true? Yeah. Okay. And then I asked the question, if the United States was a human body. I know it's a silly question, but it means a lot to me. It does make sense to me. Well, he's the only one that understands it. What the hell he's saying? Okay. That was funny. That was funny. I could see someone in the audience making that statement about me. I mean, that is cool. Okay, so here we go. And just think, I'm just drinking water and it's making me laugh. Okay, here we go. So if U.S. was a human body, what chronic fear, if anything, would it have? And we're going to leave with this thought in mind. It's a very serious thought. Have a thought of going bankrupt. The whole country. This is without a home. And then the Matrix says, if Trump is no longer in office, if he just steps down, that fear is gone. The United States no longer has that fear of going bankrupt. And we're talking the Federal Reserve. We're talking corporation. We're talking a lot going bankrupt. And if Trump leaves office, it's not there. That fear is not there anymore. But as long as he stays in office, we come closer and closer and closer to that actually happening. But if he's out of office, that won't happen. So that's, there you go. I mean, I'm exhausted. And let me just see, hang on. Okay, I'm at 17%. I got to go. Blood flow. I got to go. With the Pelham Verify, at the time of 4:06 on the 21st of January 2025, did I have about 15% blood flow to my brain? And the answer is yes. And now everyone in the studio is saying, get the hell out of here. Okay, I'm gone. I love all of you. And I will make myself available. And we plan to do another radio broadcast, not next week, the following week, to go deeper into helping this beautiful, beautiful country and helping the United States. I love the people of the United States, and I love all of you. Thank you. My name is Brian, and this is the complete of the Bryson Summary Report. And you've been listening to Clarity Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
I see the rain. Does an angel contemplate my fate? Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I've been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it all, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection. Will I ride or run down the waterfall, wherever it may take me? I know that life won't break me. When I come to call, she won't forsake me. Instead, wow. When I feel a leaf and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know I'll always be blessed with love. As the feeling grows, she breathes flesh to my bones. But when love is dead, come on!